Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, Mark Henry, and yes, somebody who joins us each and every Friday, Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa talks about her match from this past Wednesday on AEW Dynamite, and also what we might expect in the future with Toni Storm. Also, we have a very special guest. It's Pride Month, and we're celebrating here on Busted Open, and we do it with this episode with Effie. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Thunder Rosa, good morning to you.
Good morning and welcome to the Thunder Hour, everyone. I am super excited. This whole week I was like, oh my God, how's this gonna be like? I am like, I don't know. And then like, I have my bestie David putting me over on Instagram. And then Gabby had her first segment. Congratulations, yep. Finally. I'm so proud that they give you your space. And Dave, you need to stop giving her so much hard time.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. And I'm being completely honest here. I thought she did a great job. I'll be honest. The first segment I ever did was very short, very quick. Her segment, Gabby went long in her first segment. Like, I just remember I was embarrassed, Thunder.
I was going to say, how quick
my segment was the first time.
Are we talking about radio or are we talking about something else?
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. I was just about to say that. I was like, that was like your first time too, huh? We all know that. We all know that. I asked Violeta last week and she said that. That's why she uses foreign objects all the time.
Yeah, well, you know what? Whatever it takes.
I love you, David.
Oh, I love you too, Thunder Rosa. You're the best. By the way, I'm so glad that we could say AEW Women's World Heavyweight Champion after that title defense this past Wednesday.
Yes.
And still, you know, it was a lot of fun. It was very challenging. This one was a challenging match, I will have to say, because Marina Shafir, she has a very different style of wrestling that a lot of people can't. If you don't know MMA very well, it's very hard to understand how can you like really get in win a match like this, because someone that has so much MMA experience can be very dangerous in the ring, and because they have strikes, they have punches, they have all the groundwork. She's a purple belt, if I'm not wrong, and she's hungry, like she wants this opportunity, and yes it was rough. Like, my legs still hurt, like I have bruises on the side of my legs. Wow. It really reminded me of my days of MMA.
those kicks that y'all started with, I was I was like, man, I would have saved that, because, you know, did you feel any laboring in your legs, like in the middle of the match?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. It's especially on my left leg. It's very, very sore. And I didn't think it was going to be that, but because I haven't conditioned my body to that kind of training, you feel the pain right away. So, yeah. Like I said, this match in particular was for me challenging because it was different. It was, I really have to come with a strategy, and I'm really like, show what I can do as an MMA, with my MMA background, and also with what Marina has. And one thing I want to mention, I don't know if you guys noticed, we didn't even touch the ropes that much in this match.
Hmm. No, you didn't.
Did you notice that?
I did notice. And I was wondering, there's some stuff that I have for you here on Busted Open, but then there's some stuff that I would like to talk to you after the show. But the stuff that I have to talk to you right now is how you take on your defenses. Like, you know, I love the fact that you had a great defense match on television. The one thing that I would like to see in the future going forward is when you're putting those matches together, that it be somebody challenging you and you be honored for the challenge rather than it be an annoyance or it be some kind of angst, some kind of you're frustrated. How dare you challenge me? No, when you're the champion, you accept every comer that comes along. Like if you're like, all right, well, you feel like you up to it, let's go. Like,
no, that's what I was saying. Like when I issued the first challenge at AEW, I was like, yeah, whoever wants to be with me in the ring, I'm ready. Like, you know, I like challenges. I like being in a way where like, oh my God, how am I gonna put this puzzle together? Like, what do I have to do to win? Like just seeing what the strengths are and what I have to work on to be on top all the time. So it's, yeah, I see what you're saying, but I had a lot of fun. I can't deny that.
It was physical. That match was really physical on Wednesday night. Like seriously, like that's the type of match, Mark. You feel it when you're watching it. My goodness.
Yeah. Not only do you feel it, but like the people at home, if they try anything that they saw, they're going to go, oh my God, why would they do that? Like that hurts, you know. Like, I mean, the one thing that I felt like was a big point of contention is the holes. They worked in and out of holes faster than I normally saw people work holes, and they always went back to strikes. And I just don't know how y'all were able to walk afterwards. Yeah. With all of the leg kicks and the ankle locks and so forth. Like that, y'all put a lot of wear and tear in just one match on your legs.
Yeah, I will have to say with Marina, because of her background, if I put myself in a certain situation, she's gonna take advantage of it. She's gonna try to make me tap out. That's the reality. And yeah, every time I was trying to get in something, she will put me into something else. So I will have to give it to her. So I have to make sure I was not in a compromised position and earlier during the match. So that's why I had to get out of like certain holes a lot faster than how I usually do, because in other places I have some time to think. Cause I know if she grabs my leg and she grabs me in a certain way, she can put me in an ankle lock and I'm done. And it has happened to me before and it's not nice and it's not cute. It hurts. So yeah, like I sometimes I feel like people are not used to seeing women hitting each other so hard on national TV.
That's true.
You know, and the thing of it is like, and you know me, Mark, you know me, David, and everybody knows I am different. You know, I was cut on a different cloth and I was brought up in, you know, Mexico, Japan, and that's how they train me. And I could be a little bit nicer, and when I have to bring it, I'll bring it. I'm not afraid of anyone. And like, this is like the thing that makes me want to like, maybe in the near future, jump back again in the cage and like really get up to the punches and to the kicks, because I'm a little crazy.
I'm shaking my head.
And you know, Styles makes a fight, Thunder. And you've been in a ring with so many different women over the years, especially now as champion. Do you have a preference? Like, because you, like you said, you've stepped into the cage before. You have gotten physical. But then again, I've seen you do moves and do things athletically that has made me say, wow? Is there a preference to a style that you like when you're in the ring?
It depends on who you're fighting, right? Okay. Because if I'm fighting something, somebody bigger, I'm going to try to chop them down and use all the arsenals that I have to try to take them down. And if somebody that is on the ground, and if I'm jumping from places to places, she's going to grab me and put me on something. So I have to think about, is it in wrestling and in MMA, there's psychology to the fights and to pro wrestling. So you have to think about which opponent do you have and see what way you're going to take to get the win. Because you always have to think when you step in the ring that you are going to win. Otherwise, don't even step in the ring because you're just wasting your time. And that's what I try to do. I personally love groundwork. That's ground and pound. It's like, again, it's just like when you do me that. Mark, come on, man.
What? I love ground and pound.
I bet you do. I bet we all know sexual chocolate. We all know.
I wouldn't
that.
Even talk to me like that. Damn.
Come on. David, come on, man. See?
I'm not going to follow that right up. Now. I'm just saying, like, with the ground and pound style, because, like I said, you have that MMA background. So yes. For you, that because I would think even in a match, like, that's also a way to wake up. Once you feel that kind of an impact, I'm sure that wakes you up during a match as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I still have bruises. Like, it's just, you get such an adrenaline rush. You become such a junkie for adrenaline when you have those type of matches. Because it's like, you feel the pain, you feel the people, you feel the energy, you feel everything. So, I mean, I do like those matches. And I was, last year, I think I was having very, like, ground and pound and, like, very impactful matches. And I remember my body was like, oh, my God, I don't know if I can wrestle like this forever. So I got to change the style. So, like I said, now it depends. If it calls for it, I'll do it. I think it's so important to show that women can also do that too. And I see the guys having really, like, strong style matches on TV. Nobody says anything. Like, oh, those are, like, hard-hitting match. And then when a woman does it, they're like, oh, my God, they're really beating each other up. No, it's the same thing. It's wrestling.
And that's, you know, really what? Important to you.
What was that?
I said that's really important to you to show that women can do the same thing that the men do, and that there shouldn't be any, I don't know if you say bias, but you want to make it clear that it's okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think all my trainers, female and male, they train me to be equal with the men, because we were training with men, and they're always, you have to learn how to base, you have to learn how to fly, you have to learn how to do this, you have to learn everything that the guys do, point period blank, because you never know. One time you go into a match and the girl that you were supposed to wrestle didn't show up, and you're gonna wrestle a guy. So you need to be able to do certain things, and you need to be proficient at what you're doing. And for me, it's proficiency and being able to adapt. Being able to adapt to every situation is so important to be successful.
Wow.
And I'll say this too, because the main event that we saw on Wednesday between Moxley and Kyle O'Reilly was physical. It was extremely physical. They probably saw the match that you had and were like, all right, we got to kind of step up our game here, because, man, that was a hard hitting physical main event. I'm going to go out here right now and say, I thought the match that you had with Marina was even more physical than what I saw with Moxley and Kyle O'Reilly on Wednesday night.
And I wanted to say, I feel when I was watching their match, I was like, man, I should have thrown more punches, more kicks, more knees. It was like, well, next time.
Toni Storm helped you out. You know, you got attacked after the match. She helped you out there. But, man, she took a look at that title, that AEW Women's Championship.
Just okay, I'm going to stop you right there. Everybody takes a look of that title. Let's put it that way. They don't want to say it. They don't want to bring it up. Because they know I'm ready. And, you know, even if they were like, you want to wrestle me outside? I'll be like, yeah, girl, they make
you
this
did snatch
fight.
It, though. You did snatch it from her like, hey, that's not yours.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I am very protective of my stuff. That's the most expensive piece of jewelry I own right now. So, you know, I'm a very simple girl. So, like, that's mine. That's mine, solely mine. But it seems like she was, you know, enamored by it. So, and I know that fans have talked about it. There's been, there was a fan page that is like, they've been like tagging me every day about Tony, was it Tony, Tony Thunder or Thunderstorm or like something like that. And then when they saw that, I started getting tagged and they're like, oh my God, Tony Storm and Thunderstorm.
Thunderstorm. That's a good, that would be a good thing though.
Thunderstorm. Yeah.
Thunderstorm. Yeah. I like that.
I'm going to say it right now.
What would that match be, Dave?
What's that?
What would the Thunderstorm match be?
It would be a championship match. It would be a champ. I don't think you need anything. I think it's just a regular, maybe, because you got to be gradual here. But the first thing is just, you know, Thunder putting up that championship for Tony Storm. That would probably be, I think, the first step. But who knows? Maybe we have a program between Tony and Thunder.
I don't know. I just want to put it out there. Tony and I, we have never been in the same ring together. Even when we were in the independent scene. So we never wrestle each other.
Wow.
So if this happens, I mean, the open challenge is out there. So anybody that wants a piece of this, it will be a first. So all the fans that are like, you know, doing this fantasy booking and doing on a fantasy stuff, yeah, you can probably be very happy about it.
Oh my goodness. We just said this, Dave. We just said it like 15 minutes ago. Fantasy Warfare.
Yep.
Maybe this is the next installment.
Fantasy Warfare.
Well, I'm going to take it a step further because, Mark, as you know, CM Punk is out with injury, and we're going to have an interim AEW World Heavyweight Champion. For me, your world champion in AEW is Thunder Rosa. So right now, Thunder Rosa is the face. No, Thunder Rosa is the face of AEW. She is the only person right now that's holding a World Heavyweight Championship. So, Mark, to me, Thunder Rosa is the face of AEW.
I appreciate that. That is great. A woman being the face of a major company as a major champion is amazing. So, there you go, guys. This is your AEW Women's World Champion. I still have the championship with me. I know everybody wants it. I know everybody wants to get it. And you already know, right? And I'm just going to say, I'm just going to promote this again. Just don't forget, guys. I know you're listening right now, and some of you are going to call me in a minute. We still have the auction live. Tell your friends that are rich and want to help our community in Uvalde. The deadline is next Friday, so make sure you do that.
Look from today.
And today. Go today and check it out.
Hear what's happening around the globe on World of Basketball.
Taylor Matern, one of the two screenwriters on the new Adam Sandler movie, Hustle.
When I originally wrote the draft, there was one producer on board. I told him, I was like, I'm gonna write this as if I was 13-year-old me reading Slam Magazine, right? That's going to be the tone of this.
New episodes of World of Basketball, hosted by Fran Fraschilla, are released Thursdays on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry, be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And it's really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. We'll let your guests get into it. So, Thunder, yeah, why don't you introduce the guest right here on Busted Open?
So this guy, man, I'm gonna tell you a little story before I introduce him. I was in Chicago, a freelance, and I remember it was like the entrance was purple, and then like Elton John music plays, and I'm like, who the heck is playing Elton John? And then I turn around, and then there's this beautiful human being on this pink leather jacket with spikes, right? And everybody's singing the song, and I'm singing the song, and I'm like, wow, this is pretty awesome. And then he comes out with this like FE and like with
fishnets.
Yeah, fishnets. And I was just like, wow. And then I see him wrestle and like how people like loved him. And I'm like, I like this dude. Like, this is different. Like, I don't know. And then I remember at the end of the night, I went and introduced myself to him and I was like, who are you? I was like, oh, I am FE. Nice to meet you. And whatever. And then I'm like, this dude is really cool. What he brings is different. So talking about being different and being and accepting yourself for who you are, Effie is that kind of person that has accepted himself for who he is and has represented being queer, being gay in such a prideful way that I am so happy that he's my first guest, because last time I saw him live, he was at Wrestling Pimpinela, who's one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. Like, Pimpinela came out and she's an Exotico, and we can talk about it later. But Effie is one of those guys that is making a difference in the wrestling business for who he is, and is bringing people together with him, and is upbringing them, and it's empowering them. So with that said, Effie is in the house.
Thunder Rosen have me tearing up here during Pride Month. This is incredible. Well, thank you. And I'm glad it came across as a little different. I've always kind of approached wrestling from my own little brain force. And I think that there are more people jumping on the train of like, hey, it might seem weird to you, but when you get it out in front of actual people who are around us, they might actually be into it. And I've found a lot of people that are into it. And I think I've gotten to work with a lot of talent. I mean, we did our fourth big gay brunch, like you said, in Dallas, where I got to work with Pimpinela Escarlata, which was like a dream come true. Yes. As a gay wrestler, you look to these exoticos who were doing the most flamboyant version of being an out and open superstar. And they were dealing with the most extreme version of that hate. So for someone like Pimpinela to stand across the ring from me and just be accepted by everyone, and everyone is having this party atmosphere, you're like, this is the way it always should have been. But I'm so happy we got to it.
Effie, Mark Henry here. We met briefly in Florida. I got to see you work. I watched you work on the Indies several times. And you're living the dream of, like you said, the former gay wrestlers that came before you. Being that it's Pride Month, do you feel like, wow, we finally arrived, we finally made it?
Yeah, I think there's a glimpse of that to see how successful doing like the Effie's Big Gay Brunches have been. But I think there's also the idea that like there is still sort of the segregation of the groups. And I even heard from a talent the other day that, you know, we already have a gay match on our show. We don't need more of that. And I think when I advertise my version of Effie, it's a little more extreme, a little more poke at your face than a lot of the other performers are. But it's about platforming that, like, yes, these are queer talents or these are LGBTQ talents, but they offer so much more than that little niche that you want to put them in. And historically, when you look at like gay talent's being used kind of in a comedic effect, or being used, you know, in the same effect as like we're having a divas match on the show. It's sort of a ha-ha in between the big boys actually doing their thing. I hope if people have watched some of the shows I've put on that it is the sparkle and glitter and acceptance and fun and party, but there's also been some very brutal pro wrestling and all styles of that pro wrestling, from heavy submission matches to just all out death matches, that these talents come and they can exist in this world where we can say, this is just for us, but also it's shining them out to a whole new audience that are seeing that, hey, we thought you were all just gay talents. And now we're sort of seeing there is every type of talent within this. And it's the same thing as people who say, I don't like women's wrestling. You go, what are you talking about? A woman is just someone who competes in wrestling. You know, if you don't like their style of wrestling, that's on you. But it doesn't mean that all women's wrestling is one thing or all gay wrestling is one thing. So I hope as we continue to expand that we can get to that place where we're not even having to worry. And I don't even need to exist anymore. I don't need to have a queer talent show, because the day one setup is you're judged on your talent. You're brought in for what you can do. And just giving this opportunity, I think, is the next step. But, you know, me disappearing is really, that's the end goal.
I wanted to say that he uses a fan and it says wrestling is gay. And a lot of the comments that I had from straight people have said, like, wrestling is really gay. You know, and the way that, you know, they see us, because we're wearing like little clothes and stuff like that, and see men like that. The question that I have for you, Effie, is more of a personal thing. In your journey as a gay wrestler, what do you think had been the biggest obstacle for people to accept you as a professional wrestler in general?
Beyond anything gay or anything otherwise, if you've met me, I don't shut up. And I'm if I have a thought on something, I'm very direct about it. I've been told that I kind of talk to everyone around me like I think they work for me. And I did. I ran a moving company for 8 years. So I had a period in my life where everyone did work for me. I think I can be a little bit caustic or a little bit rub up against you, because I'm not going to bite my tongue at any point. I consider myself an entertainer. So there's this hierarchy system in our business that if you're over enough, you can kind of not worry about it. But for the people that are working day in and day out to get up and over, you can't just walk into a room and just start saying, I think what you did was awful. Here's a better idea. Or why are you doing this? This is a dumb idea. So some of that has definitely held me back, but it's also made me force my own path where, you know, I'm at the front with the machete cutting through the jungle. Yeah, I'm going to get bit by the first snakes, but I also get to take the first fruits. I get to take what's mine up front because I'm forging the path. And hopefully as we move on, and I think we're seeing a little bit of it, I just want to kind of leave the pathway of like, hey, if you're too mouthy and you can't take direction, well, there's a possibility you could still do okay in this. It's going to take a lot more work and you have to do everything yourself, but it'll at least be a way for them to have a blueprint of an idea to make money doing this, because this is my gig. I get asked all the time, what else do you do, Effie? You're just an independent wrestler. I have so many channels and so many ways that I've been able to use Effie to get there. And part of that is because, hey, I can't do this because I talk too much crap. Let me go do this way. And having to learn that the hard way is, you know, it's rewarding, but I can clearly see, like, I could have had an easier path if I would have just shut up.
You know, Effie, you said something before, and it kind of just changed my way of thinking, or even what my next question was going to be in this interview, because I was going to kind of ask you about how much change has happened in the world of pro wrestling and how much more diverse the world of pro wrestling is. And that's coming from me, and, you know, and I'm not gay. And then you just said something that kind of just knocked me and it kind of punched me in the gut, because you mentioned about a show that you were on where somebody is like, we already have a gay match on this card. And I was like, wow, those are things that we heard, you know, 40, 50 years ago when it came to different nationalities. I was like, wow.
In the civil rights.
Yeah. And it's like, man, you know, I was going to present the question in a way where it's like, boy, I feel like from the outside looking in that we made so much progress. And you just said something that was like, holy shit, maybe we haven't made as much progress as we thought. And it's so true. Like, the fact that that's something that was even said to you when putting a show together, I can't even imagine. So what can we do? What could organizations do? How can we make more progress in this direction?
The first thing that kind of jumps to mind with this is the sort of battle that our transgender brothers, sisters, and non-binary family are going through right now, where I know a lot of professional wrestlers, personally who are transgender, and some of them are non-binary, which means that they do not identify as any gender at all. And one of those perhaps is Max the Impaler that comes to mind, and they have done work with Ring of Honor. They've done work on my shows, and I've constantly seen them go through this battle where you don't want to have to be the sword all day. But when people constantly misgender you, when people segment you in a group because they go, well, you can't go over here with the guy, so we got to just say you're a women's wrestler, even though that's not how you identify. Seeing them continue to just kind of push forward and get to that next step, even though they've had everyone looking at them going, well, you need to fit into here, you need to fit into something. You know, sorry you feel that way, but if you're not fitting in, it's not going to work for the programming. The battle now of kind of moving away from that gender segregation and understanding that when Max the Impaler has a match, every single match they have is technically an intergender match, if you will, because they don't have a specific gender binary. So if they are fighting a man or a woman, or if they're fighting someone who is a different non-binary person, there's never a gender homogeny amongst their matches. And so as we move forward, I know that, you know, the gays and girls have gotten a lot more opportunities, but I want to make sure that we're still uplifting in the same way in the real world as we are in the wrestling world, our transgenders, brothers and sisters and family members out there, because I think that's the next step of this fight. And if gay people or lesbians are paying any attention, a lot of this stuff mirrors perfectly. And like you said, Mark Henry, with the civil rights, it mirrors perfectly. And this is, it's a tale as old as time. This different person than you, who you may not have the knowledge or education on, let's just hate it, or let's push it away, or let's not deal with it, versus what are we missing as a community because we're not involving these individuals who want to bring their talent and their skill into this wild, weird world where almost everything has worked and not worked, you know? What's the risk in taking another chance there?
Well, I just had the pleasure of calling a match between Max the Impaler and Nyla Rose, and that match will be on Elevation here pretty soon. There was no way that you can watch that match and think gay, queer, or lesbian, or any other description.
Those are two badasses, Mark Henry. Those are just two badass athletes.
Badass wrestling is what it was. It was unbelievable, hard-hitting. Seeing two athletes go against each other of that size and caliber, like, you will be impressed. There's no way as a promoter I would say, well, we already have a gay and lesbian match.
No, but you know,
there's
what,
no Mark, way I would do that,
Mark. But it's like, it as sad as it is, I work with a lot of independent promoters, and I hear that with the gay, even with the women, we already have a women's match. What do you mean you already have a women's match? And this is like a constant struggle that I see all the time. And even for our queer friends, like, sometimes I don't even see them. In me growing up in Mexico with Exoticos, I can't even believe like all the stuff that they went through. Like, they always put them with the minis. They never gave them a space or the time or like a championship or an opportunity for a championship. It was always comedy. It was always, you know, stuff like that. And some of this talent are like amazing, are just amazing, and they just never had an opportunity.
And they take that tiny bit and work so much with it. I think of a performer nowadays like Mamba, who's been doing incredible character work and ring work. And you're right, it does get pushed into that comedy category. But not to cut everybody off, I kind of want to get to the bigger idea of the Effie idea, which is, if I truly believe that this is entertaining and this is wrestling that is going to bring people in, which I'm not BSing you when I tell you, the number one thing I hear at my merch table every week is, this is our first show, or we found out about you and wanted to come to wrestling for the first time. To get these new people in, we have to take the risks. And wrestling is a business. And so if we can prove, like you are proving with Mission Pro and proving with your mission, and I mean, being a damn champion and being an incredible performer, but also putting on the shows, baking your own pie instead of sharing it, more people are going to catch on. More people are going to pick up on it. But we have to prove, hey, if we really think this works, we're willing to take the business risk on it to show you. And if everybody benefits off of that, we've got to be willing to put in the work to say, we've got to give them a little bit of the proof in the pudding if we believe it truly. And I hope that we've been able to do that, but I think we can keep doing that and kind of make everybody else go, hey, keep up, you know, look how good we're doing because we took the risks on these performers.
Well, I want to get into you and to your character and to your personality, because I watched the GCW show at the Hammerstein Ballroom with Thunder Rosa was on. And my wife, who's not a wrestling fan, unless it's Thunder Rosa in the ring, is not a wrestling fan. She saw you and she said instantly, she's like, this is my favorite wrestler. And it had nothing to do with what you were actually doing in the ring, but your character, your persona, your entrance. You're an entertainer. Who inspired you? Like, what was some of the influences, you know, because you are so good at what you do?
Yeah, I think in wrestling, obviously, if you can't tell that my dad had me growing up on Crockett Promotions and Flair and Dusty and the Four Horsemen, and even stuff like, you know, when the Freebirds were working the Von Erichs with P.S. Hayes out there strutting, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a huge P.S. Hayes mark. I think it, even outside of wrestling, taking that showmanship aspect and looking at performers around us, like I went and saw a gay country artist the other day named Orville Peck. And he performs in a luchador mask and he does old school style country. It's incredible. And people were lined up around the block for this guy because he has such a way of carrying himself. He has such a specific presentation to himself. And so I think when I look to people like musicians or people that are in the movies or recently, I've been watching a lot of Buster Keaton and a lot of Three Stooges because I think that slapstick element works really well in wrestling. And so when you're mixing that in with all the other stuff, being able to do stunts, like we did a 24-hour show at GCW that had a lot of segments. And at one point, 11 a.m., I fought Homicide at midnight, done commentary at 5 a.m. And this was my match at 11 a.m. I fell down an entire staircase. People were like, did he do this on purpose or not? Good. I'm glad you were wondering because I was studying Buster Keaton and I knew people had watched 12 hours of wrestling already. If I can do something that is so weird and unexpected in the middle of a match that features wrestling, they're going to jump up out of their seats. People are trying to stay up 24 hours. We have to look to these outside influences because at the end of the day, wrestling has a rich history. There's a lot of wrestling to study, but people are entertained by so much in the world. And I think we would be foolish to leave that out of the way we perform our combat.
Effie, I don't know if the first conversation you had, I told you how big a fan I was, and I wanted you to save your body. I was like, man, you are beating the hell out of people. People backdropped you, and you went, you did a hand, like they did a vertical suplex, and you took a vertical suplex to the floor, and I wanted to come and hit the ring and go, what the hell are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing? And then I said, I continued to watch the match and I saw the psychology and the comedic presence of it. And when you came out of the ring, I pulled you aside and I said, hey man, I was very entertained. Have you ever heard of this guy named Les Kellett? You remember that?
I do remember that.
And like, I hope that you adopted some of his stuff because y'all were twins. He did the big pantomimes, I watched a match where Les Kellett went to the ring drunk and he locked up with the, he went, they rang the bell and he went to lock up with the wrestler, walked right by the wrestler and locked up with the referee. And right away, boom, he had me. I was in. I wanted to see the rest of this match.
So what is this crazy man doing?
So that being said, I also see you in a gaming chair.
Yes.
And you got some big stuff going on.
I got a lot going on, man. And I want to say first, I have learned the strength of being able to talk to these other wrestler types because I've worked with some great big names this year and sort of have the confidence to go, I'm going, this spot right here just involves you standing there, or this spot right here is the reaction to this, and mixing in all of their wrestling and all of the heavy stuff, but knowing I gain my strength and shine in these moments of the silliness and the pantomime in between the real wrestling. It's like Colt Cabana told me, if it doesn't focus back to wrestling, it'll fail, but it can be as weird as you want if you can get it back to wrestling. But now I got to promote myself for a second. I'm having
Please,
a weird
go
time.
Ahead.
I just turned 32 and I have to announce I am joining the cast of a Netflix show that the first season drops on June 16th, this month. I don't really know how much of the first season I'm in, but it is an animated show. It is a wild LGBTQ cast. It's got a lot of weird stuff in it, but for Effie, come find me on the road. I can't even repeat all the dates right now. I wish there was a central place for dates between the GCW dates and a lot of other indies. I try to put the calendar out there as much as I can, but if you want to watch me from home, twitch.tv/EffieLives. Every Monday at 8, we watch independent wrestling, 8 to at least 11 p.m. Sometimes they let us go over if, you know, there's not a show after. And throughout the week, I'm also just playing video games, hanging out, shipping a lot of merch. I run a clothing company called Wrestling is Gay. We just dropped utility trays here. We donated like $7,500 to charities last year, including charities in Atlanta that are LGBTQ and around the country where we've kind of done these shows. So wrestlingis.gay if you want to check any of that out. I really appreciate you guys having me and letting me chat.
Well, thank you. And thanks to everybody for listening today right here on Busted Open. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts. This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.